Okay. Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 324 of the official podcast, the only podcast on the internet, so I've been told, led to believe. Today, we are joined by a special guest, Tyler Cassidy, also known on the internet as Froggy Fresh. How's it going, man?
Pretty good. Am I supposed to have my camera on?
No, that's all good. That's okay.
Do you guys have your cameras on?
No, I don't.
Intermittently.
I always do, but it's usually just me, so I look like an absolutely fucking insane person
no,
talking
you don't,
to three still images.
No, Kai and I haven't turned ours off in a long time.
Does nobody have their camera on right now?
Like right now in the Discord? No, we don't.
No, we record our cameras locally, like, but we don't put it in the show chat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can turn it on if you want. That's fine.
If you
want
to be cool,
if you want to show us,
we can turn. Yeah.
What'll happen if I turn it on? Hold on, just like, is anybody? Am I to be the only person with a camera on?
Yeah,
that's
fine,
cool
though. Are you just?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Are you clothed though? Like, you don't podcast naked or anything, right? It's not gonna be like immediate nuts. He just left. He just left the call.
Right,
this episode's off to a great start.
Oh,
yeah, I don't know
yeah.
if he's gonna be able to rejoin.
Love this guy already.
Also, why are you lying? You guys literally never have your cams on anymore.
I used to pick the last episode I didn't have my cam on. It will be hundreds of episodes behind.
Watched one episode that recently on YouTube on your channel, and all three of you had yours off, and I was the only one moving, and people were joking about it. I looked like a dunce.
Okay.
Alright, he's back.
Okay.
Hang on.
Whoa, look at him go.
Well, now, Charlie, you should turn your camera on, at least.
Well, I can't, because it's being recorded on OBS, so then
Do I need to record my camera?
No, it's fine. Someone record his camera now for him, so that it's there. Alright, so, yeah, we're all here. How's it going? How's everyone?
How you doing? Good.
Hello.
Kaya is the one who this is who I wrote the song about right here, Kaya.
Yeah, that's
the song. Okay, yes.
So I heard.
Kaya's beautiful poop story. Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
My trauma.
That's
I didn't tell Kaya about what you were working on, so this should be interesting once we finally premiere the song.
Yeah.
So for everyone out there listening, why don't you give them a rundown on what you do, Tyler?
I do like a lot of funny music and stuff like that. Basically what happened is, I don't know. I've always done music. I moved to my grandma's house and I started playing you want to know what it was? I think I got really jealous of Ed Sheeran one day. Boyfriend is really birthed from Ed Sheeran. I think one day I was super jealous of Ed Sheeran and I was like just being hateful. And I was like, I sung this song and then I basically just changed the words to like boyfriend. And that's like how that song was born. Yeah, basically. So then I wrote a song called Boyfriend on the piano. Well, I guess it goes back to like 2012 when I did The Baddest. I wrote The Baddest, which was like an intentionally bad rap song.
It wasn't bad at all though. That's the guy that kissed every girl in the world on that track.
Yes. And the funny thing is too, like I had no girlfriends then either. And now I have one, so I'm doing better. So like basically I just wrote that bad rap song and that went viral, and so like from there on out I just started doing like comedy songs and stuff like that. Who fucking cares? Nobody's still listening, bro. It's like bro. Yes. But anyway,
plenty of people
yeah.
still listen.
Yeah,
you're popping off again, aren't you?
Yeah, kinda, yeah, for sure. Because of iDubbbz. Yes. Because of iDubbbz, yes.
The creator clash rolling right around the corner, so that'll be pretty fun to watch you fight in there as well.
Yes, and I was not familiar. I wasn't familiar with a lot of people on YouTube, but like I met Chris and Ian and Anissa in LA. Wait a minute. To change the topic, I'm sorry if I'm doing. Charlie doesn't fly in airplanes.
Yes, that's true. I don't fly on airplanes.
So you've never. So recently. Have you ever? Have you been to LA?
I've been once in 2016. Yeah, one time. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So yeah, I just met Chris and all of them out in LA. Like, when was that? Saturday.
You had the training camp, right? I saw the clips on Twitter.
Yeah. So that was super fun. We went to what are those things called? The Mucha Libre wrestling things. What's that called?
Lucha Libre.
We went to one of those. yeah, that was crazy, bro. It was a lot of drunk people.
Yeah, that sounds about right for the old luchadors.
I thought for sure like there was gonna be. I seen some guy pass out and crack his face on some stairs, and I was like, I want to go home.
I want to do that.
I left. Immediately, I was like, no more. I thought it was a fight at first. It was insanity, really.
We had a fight with the stairs. Kind of counts.
Yes.
So you see, you're bound to see that in California anyway, with all the homeless people.
Oh, dude, yeah, that's crazy.
It is.
But have you been to LA, Kaya?
I have been to California, and I think at the time I described it to Doug as like the nicest shithole I've ever seen. Because you'll go to a park, which is super nice looking, all the trees blooming, super beautiful, and there's like children frolicking and playing. And then not even like 6 yards away from them is a passed out half-naked hobo that just, I guess, on fentanyl or some shit. It's like, it's actually wild just how many there are.
There's tents with like grills and couches and stuff.
Yeah, it's fucking wild sad. To me.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That sounds like California. So
yeah, it's like entire homeless villages, right? Like entire districts set up for them.
Yeah, dude, to be honest with you, if I wasn't with Harley, I would have been uncomfortable walking under like them underpasses with like, there's like the underpasses with like 12, 15 tents. Yeah, dude, if I wasn't with Harley, like I wouldn't walk with my wife through there, like alone.
Yeah, fuck that. Harley's like a massive dude, right?
Yeah,
like,
with Harley, you could walk on the sun and be protected. That man is
once I had Harley, I started calling the homeless people out. Like I was like,
Harley feels like Hagrid. He's like half giant. Like the man is a fucking monster of a human. He's great.
Yeah.
Love that guy.
Yeah, he's great.
So speaking of Harley and yourself, you are fighting in the upcoming Creator Clash. Do you want to tell the folks what you've been doing to prepare, what your training's been like, what the lead up has been?
Mm-hmm. Man, basically just a lot of running and a lot of hard work, just learning how to box, like just being around, like going to a gym with professional boxers. It's really actually mostly like humbling would be a better term, would be like, because you're just around people who've been doing this their whole lives and who are probably looking at, let's be honest, like mostly people who've been boxing their whole lives, when someone like me comes in there who's just like, oh, so what do you do? Oh, I made like a bad rap song like 10 years ago. Yeah, they're like, so why does anyone care about you boxing? Like, why? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, you know what I mean? So for the most part, it's just like, so it's really just humbling and just like going in there and recognizing that like you're trying to do something that someone's worked their entire life for, and just try to be like respectful about it and not take it too seriously, because nobody else respects you as a boxer, so you shouldn't respect yourself as a boxer. You know what I mean? So like, just not take it too seriously, really. So.
Have you always been like a super fit dude though? Because you seem like pretty... well built.
I got pretty fat for a while because like I'm only like 5'2", and then I was like, so I was like 150 pounds like back in like May of last year, just because it didn't matter because I was already married, so like I didn't have to look hot anymore.
Yeah.
So it's like, so you can just get fat and stuff because like she's trapped now at that point. So but I just got real fat, and then it got so bad that I just started working out again because I was like 150 pounds and I was like out of breath going up the stairs and stuff, and I was like, no. So I didn't want to. So I started working out, and then it just happened like when I started working out, Ian messaged me and was like,
Ian messaged you.
Like yeah. He messaged me and was like, hey, would you want to give this a shot? And I was like, honestly, I was scared. I'm not trying to, I wasn't trying to box. Like, I was comfortable. I was fat and I was comfortable. I was trying to be fat and comfortable. But then my wife said, like, you should do this. And I was like, you know what? I should. So, like, I was like, fuck it.
Well, wait, did he come to you because he wanted to put on like a fat person boxing show? Like, did he want that card to be like two fat people boxing, and then you turn up and you're all jacked now, and there's still a fat dude that's
oh, that would be great.
Right? Yeah.
Now, Chris Reagan's pretty.
He's fit as well, isn't he? Yeah, he is fit. Yeah.
Oh no, he's real fit.
He does look fit.
Oh, he's real fit for sure.
Didn't we have him on the show a long time ago?
Yeah, we've had him on the show
years ago.
He's a nice dude.
Oh yeah, Chris is real cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Froggy, let's put aside all the charactering and all the showboating and whatever. Just be honest with us. Be real. Do you think you can kick Chris's ass?
Oh man.
Yeah, give us some shit talk.
Give us some. Yeah. Throw
do
down.
They,
a
do
bit.
They? Do people want shit talk?
It always improves the storyline.
I don't
want to
be a mean. I don't want to be a mean person.
See, someone's already leaving. They don't want to hear the shit talk.
Do I think I can beat Chris? Man, I mean, do I think I can beat Chris? Do you guys think I can beat Chris?
I haven't seen him fight. I'll tell you, I think Chris is going to have that kind of like wild energy to him he'll gas out pretty quick, but he's going to come at you like a dying star.
You think he's gonna, that's what my coach said. My coach said he's going to come out and try to kill me. That's what my coach said. They said he's going to come out and try to kill you immediately.
Yeah, I think you should aim for like stamina and endurance. Like, just out.
You should aim for his balls. Look, all I know is you wrote a song for me and he didn't, so I hope you fuck him up.
Yeah, I think if I was a betting man, I would put money on you, I think. But that could just be because you're here and he's not. We'll have to
if you guys have him on in 3 weeks, you guys are gonna have Chris Reagan on you and be like, dude, you're gonna fucking beat the shit out of Yeah. What happened?
It depends on his offering.
If he comes with a little jingle for Kaya, then yeah, we'll have to sing a different tune.
Something. Yeah. A meal.
Charlie. But,
sorry, I got disconnected. I think my wife just did something on my phone or her phone or something.
She's trying to cancel the podcast recording. So, she's like, fuck this.
Like, you guys are gonna have it. No, but Chris is definitely like, he's tough for sure.
It's gonna be a good match. He would be tough.
He's not weak at all. Like, he's strong and athletic, like, for sure.
Were you at the training camp together?
We trained, like, in separate groups. Like, your opponents were in a first training group. And then, their opponents were in separate training groups.
So, yeah, okay. So you weren't able to, like, kind of, like, spy on
I didn't meet him, though. Like, I met him, but I didn't see him box. I felt him, though. I felt him.
What does that
I
mean?
Felt him. He felt strong.
You felt his presence in the room?
I felt him in an unsexual way. Yes.
In like the sporting kind of way.
Yes, I felt his like shoulders. We hugged.
That still sounds pretty sexual. I thought you meant like you felt his presence.
No, I mean, I did feel his presence too. I felt his shoulders though too. They were strong.
Like the devil?
All right, well, you got to be wary of those shoulders then.
Yes. It's going to be weird though, because I feel like I do think he's so nice, but I do feel like when we get in our ring, it's just going to be like, it's going to be so different. Like, we're going to hate each other. We're going to hate each other.
You think you can bring that hateful energy into the ring?
I mean, I don't know, because it's going to be like, here's the deal. You know what I remember though too is like, you don't want to be this guy, because it's like, I remember Graham Steven talking about how like he wouldn't want to hurt Michael Reeves. Do you remember him saying that? Did you guys see that?
I watched it.
Yeah, he was like, I remember before the fight, he was like, I don't know, like Michael's so nice, I wouldn't want to hurt him.
Aww.
And then so like, but then like looking back, like you don't want to be the guy who says like you don't want to hurt somebody and then get like smashed. Because then it's so much worse. Yeah, so like, I don't know. What if Chris beats the shit out of me?
Well,
so I'm going to look stupid as fuck.
You don't want that.
If I don't talk shit, then it's all good. But if I talk shit and I get the shit beat out of me, that's the bad look. Because then you get memed. Everyone's memeing. Like, who's that McBroom guy? Austin McBroom. They start memeing you. They start memeing what you're saying. Then you're getting passed out and stuff like that.
You don't want to be a Ralph.
No, you don't want to.
For sure.
No. Yeah. So I'm not gonna say anything.
So wait, what do you do in that situation if you can't shit talk at the press event? What do? You compliment them?
No, you just talk about the fight itself, like the work that went into it. That's typically the play if you're not gonna lean into like a storyline. Yeah, because
like Chris is so like he's so not like a problem to me that like I don't even want to shit talk him because like I don't even dislike him.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you meant like he's not a problem as in like
no, not like to that. Like,
you have
like,
no
I don't,
issue.
I don't even like I don't dislike him, so it feels weird.
Yeah. Do you kind of wish that you were going up against someone that you disliked?
I don't know if I'm good at fighting. if I'm good at fighting, I do.
Yeah, true. I guess you don't have any concept of your
Yeah, because then it's worse if you get beat up by someone you don't like.
Yeah, that'd be fucking infuriating. God.
So if he's just too nice, do you think you should start playing the villain and you should start being a real dick?
No, because I feel like he'll still be nice back, and then I'll just look like a fucking dick.
Yeah, true.
Well, you need a face and a heel. You know, you need a hero and a villain to make this real exciting.
Yeah,
I'm telling
you,
that's why they need Ralph.
Yeah,
they need an actual honest to God asshole.
They got two nice guys. Like that was the problem. Nice guy TMs. They got two nice guys.
Are you
gonna
shake hands in the ring and just refuse to punch each other?
Oh, like a hundred.
I don't know. No, he'll have to attack me first. Like he'll have to throw the first punch.
What if he's thinking the same thing and you guys just stand there for 20 minutes doing nothing?
I don't know. Then we won't do them. We'll never fight.
God, this is like Rocky when he's asked to talk about Apollo Creed and he's just very respectful.
Because I like Chris, to be honest with you. So like,
well, how much interaction with Chris have you had? You've just felt his shoulders. Was that enough to form an opinion?
No. I spent the evening with him. We went to the wrestling show and stuff together, and he's actually very.
Did he buy you a drink?
No.
No. Actually, me and Ian split the Denny's bill. So I paid for half of Chris's meal, maybe. But I told them to give Ian the bigger half of the bill because they couldn't split it directly. I said that they need to give Ian the bigger half of the bill because they just
Is Denny's like a fine dining establishment in America? I feel like I've heard the name before.
Actually, no, it's not at all. It's not fine dining. I don't want to shit talk Denny's. Now I'm going to have to fight Denny's.
Yeah. The CEO of Denny's in the ring right now.
Oh, I would actually watch that. Hook that up, Charlie. Too. Make it a thing where, like, you know the social media interns on, like, Twitter that roleplay as what, the Wendy's girl and McDonald's and shit? Like, have them fight.
Yeah.
No, for their respective mascot costumes.
Go straight for the C-suite. Get, like,
isn't
CEO
King,
boxing events.
Isn't the Burger King guy always involved in, like, Twitter drama?
No, the Wendy's person is. I don't know about Burger King.
Yeah, maybe Wendy's is the most famous one, I think.
Burger King. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't either.
I think Wendy's is. I'm so sick of those corporate accounts, though. Every tweet, every like viral tweet I go on and then scroll down to read the replies, it's just constant corporate accounts like posting shitty out-of-date memes.
Yeah, it's so a funny thing is that we're doing the same thing now. I noticed the other day, I was telling Jackson that because none of us want to run the official podcast Twitter, I have deputized my Zoomer friend. Actually, I don't know if she's this. Are Zoomers and Gen Z the same thing?
I have no idea.
I think so.
I don't know what a Zoomer is.
Anyway, she runs it now, and much to the chagrin of all our followers, it seems. But
and me.
It amuses me.
That's cute, though.
Good times.
I think it's... Since none of us want to run it, I think it's fine. It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
it's not exactly a high value
into
account.
The ground. Doesn't matter.
So, Tyler, how connected to the internet are you then? It sounds like you're kind of hands off with the internet.
You know, I'm not that connected with the internet. I should be more. Like, I should do live stream stuff, and I should do like some music and stuff like that. I don't know. I've never been like I've never been like super much like a lot of a computer person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an idiot, dude.
I wouldn't say that.
Yeah.
Charlie's like the least internet savvy or computer savvy person we know, and he's like,
I am so tired of that misconception. I am fucking amazing with technology.
No, it's the truth. Not.
Ask me about HTML5, Jackson.
I will say you are better now than you were like 3 years ago. So
I'm stupider now than I was 3 years ago with tech. I took coding classes, for God's sakes. I'm great with the internet.
When did you take coding classes?
When I was a digital arts major in college. I told that story. I had to make a website, and then I had to like also design art for the website, all using like HTML5 coding kind of shit. So I made a little link from Zelda.
I did that in high school. That's
cute. And yet you don't know how to torrent shit.
What are you doing?
You used to ask us to torrent things for you.
That was out of pure laziness, not ineptitude.
All right, I can settle this debate definitively. Charlie, let me ask you a question. Why is it that when your dad has a computer problem, he calls me to come over and fix it and not you?
Yeah, that's so fucking true. He does immediately go to you. He's like, hey, Charlie, do you think Andrew has time to fix my computer?
He does. I've been over there so many times to fix his computer.
Charlie's actually, like, killing it, though, in that respect. Because I fucking hate doing, like, tech service for, like, my family relatives and stuff so frequently. Like, as soon as anyone knows that you're all right at dealing with computer issues, that's all it becomes.
Oh, that's why you gotta pretend. That's why you gotta pretend to be stupid.
Yeah.
No, but you can't pretend to be stupid, especially for like if you study computers in like college and you have a computer science degree or something. For some reason, all of your relatives now assume that you're like an engineer of everything. Their fridge will break, and they'll look at you like, "What? You studied this? But did I pay your tuition for nothing?" It's like, hey, mom, it's, yeah. I don't know how the fuck TVs work. That's different.
I used to hate it, too. I used to get really frustrated when people would just constantly ask, but then I just thought, they can't do it. I'm helping them out. It's fine.
I don't get angry about it.
I also don't mind anymore.
Well, the difference was when I worked at software, I would spend however many hours at work just staring at a computer, working on a computer, fucking with code, and then I'd get home. And my mom would be like, oh, my laptop has an issue. And she wouldn't know it, but she'd say something. I'd be like, that'll take fucking 45 minutes, an hour to fix. And I just, you know, you don't want to do it at that time. You want to just get home, not have to deal with that shit anymore.
It's just like how frequently it pops up. That's
that too. Annoying, yeah. Really. And when it's once a week, twice a week, that's when it's like, ah, fuck. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I'm assuming you avoid that, Tyler. You don't have to do IT support for your family?
Oh, yeah, no. Nobody asked me for help with anything.
What about music?
I act like I don't even know how to get dressed anymore and stuff. I'm just like,
Smart.
Yeah. Very smart. If you look stupid, people won't depend on you. It's a genius strategy.
Well, I learned, as soon as they tried putting me on the register at the grocery store, as soon as they tried putting me on the cash register... They tried. Yeah. I bagged groceries. As soon as they tried to put me on the cash register, and I was like, because I don't want to. I can't do this all day. Hey, did you find everything you needed? Oh, great. I was like, I can't do that. Oh, I can't do it. I can't do it. So I would just be like,
he just act lobotomized.
Yeah, until they'd be like, he can't do it. They'd be like, he can't do it. Like, take him off. And I'd be like, no, I don't know. I just bagged.
So what is the opposite of Nike? Your slogan is, I can't do it.
Yes. I can't do that all day because I feel like women are a lot better at that. You know what I mean? Hey, did you find everything you needed?
Oh, like,
yeah,
being
I can't
nice
do
to
that.
People?
No,
yeah.
Being nice to people.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, for sure.
Potentially.
Well, so isn't that job? Fake your way into, like, disability payments. Can you pretend that and successfully get away with it, I wonder?
Oh, I'm sure you can. I'm sure there's people who do it all the time. Disability? Oh, I mean, half of my neighborhood was on disability.
No, I don't mean like I broke my foot a couple of years ago and my knee still hurts, so I can't lift or anything. Like,
oh,
I mean,
yeah,
genuinely
dude.
Deceiving
Everyone's
your entire family, including your parents, into thinking you're an actual dummy.
Oh, well, I mean, like your family will know, but like your job doesn't. Like everyone's, like there's all kinds of, yeah.
But you gotta commit to it. Like you can't, your mom will always have to wipe your ass, even at like 40 years old, if you wanna keep up the act. Can't break character.
Right.
Well, she's going to need a bit of that money then from the disability, right, to pay for that.
Yeah, you can pay rent at home, I guess, I suppose.
What are the ass-wiping duties? Like, pay per ass-wiping, basically.
Those she's people are angels, dude. Like, nurses, especially the kind that work with, like, demented elderly people and shit, I don't know how they do it.
Dude, I was in nursing when I was insane. In high school. I was in nursing.
Yeah?
I was
in high school?
That was the worst experience of my life.
Worse than the cash register?
Oh, dude, times a million, times a billion. Yeah,
for sure.
Times a billion, dude. Oh, that was like, I was in the nursing program in high school because I had no idea what I wanted to do. And there was a bunch of nurses in my family. There was a lot of nurses. So I was in the nursing program, dude. You're learning, it's all brain, it's all book learning for the, for like the first year of the program. But then when I was a senior, we started going, we started undressing the old people. Once I started, time out. Once I started undressing old people, that was it. Nope. I went home that day. I was done. I knew I didn't want
to
be
it's
there.
A pretty big, it's a pretty big jump from book learning to undressing old people.
Yeah,
because
once they put you in there, it's like learning about war and then you shoot somebody all of a sudden. It's like you can read about war, but then when you got to blow up a kid, when you blow up a kid for the first time, it's like, it's different than the books.
Yeah, that's what I really mean, prepare you like, for that.
The kind of people who go in day in and day out and are able to deal with that, that's just impressive to me. Those people
don't pay enough.
Paid way more.
Yeah, they're not paid enough.
That's a tough
it's
job.
It's that and shit like, you know, people who volunteer at animal shelters and shit. Like, I really love animals and I want to volunteer, but I couldn't do it. I could never just like spend all day looking at like crippled, sick animals that are just alone, you know? It's soul crushing. Yeah.
That
so
is
I just admire people who can actually deal with that and take it.
I do think women are a lot tougher than men in general.
Yeah, but that's
like,
true, definitely.
Emotionally, like women are so much tougher than men. Like emotionally in general.
So what do you think men are good at? Because you've said they're better at talking to people, they're better at being tougher. What do you like about men?
Wait, hold on. I said men are better at talking to people.
No, you said women are better at talking to people and they're tougher.
Oh, yeah. It's like that doesn't sound like they're better.
I think generally, what are men better at?
Yeah,
they have better shoulders, right?
Yeah, better broader shoulders. You can feel them better.
I would say broader shoulders in general. But I don't know. Is that what you're after?
No, I'm just
maybe
asking.
Not.
Right.
So women also have better shoulders.
Yeah, I mean, what kind of shoulders are you after?
Broad ones, apparently.
Men are better at physical things, which is what I still remember a long, long time ago on this podcast, we used to have a Patreon tier where people could call in for like private calls with us. I don't know if you guys remember. One of the patrons, the guys asked me how I felt about women being let into the firefighter forces. And I was like, well, if they can pass the tests, I don't give a shit, but we definitely shouldn't loosen the tests. Like, if my house burns, that lady has to haul my fat ass out of here.
Exactly. That's the thing. Like, there's standards.
If she can throw me on her shoulder, I'm good with it. If not,
I can just imagine
Kai
in a fire. He just turns into, like, legitimately inconsolable, like, hysteria. He has to be, like, escorted
to the ground.
Yeah.
He doesn't move.
And, like,
he makes it actively more difficult for them.
Yeah,
he's like holding on to like the fixtures while they try to pull him out.
He's like one of the people that when they start drowning, they start trying to like drown the person rescuing them.
That's like a nightmare scenario. I know.
Well, that situation is like different, right? That's just like survival instinct kicking.
Yeah,
it's not. Like...
There's so little you can do in a situation like that.
Yeah. What were we saying? I feel like that was a question towards Tyler there somewhere.
What do you like about men other than broad shoulders?
Oh, yeah.
In general, men are bigger. So you got someone like Harley who can protect you. And like there aren't a lot of women I would like to walk behind in LA through the homeless tents. There are probably hundreds of thousands of women that could beat the shit out of home. Hundreds of thousands of women that could just crush homeless people.
Deserved, right?
But in general, people like men are big like Harley. In general. So they can protect you against homeless people.
So it did come down to the shoulders at the end of the day. Yeah.
It's come down to the shoulders.
Nice.
Yeah.
Andrew, what do you like about our sponsors?
I was just about to say there's a great way to get bigger shoulders written here in these sponsors. I have them. Should we just get them over with?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's just do it. For example, CBD. Just do it. That's not their slogan, but it could be if you stock your home with Next Evo. If you want to figure out a way to possibly help with your mental and emotional wellness, such as maybe help with sleep, stress management or mindfulness, CBD oil might be the way to go. And Next Evo is going to be the way to get that. They're going to have some Next Evo Naturals, which are developed with SmartSorb technology, meaning that it's going to be clinically proven to absorb into your body four times better than regular CBD oil. It'll work faster, so that when you really need to de-stress or sleep better, you'll have the product that you need at hand. We are all very familiar with CBD here on the podcast. Many of you listeners out there know that I used to get intense migraines, and I mentioned that CBD was one of the very few things that would help. So there's a lot of research out there that you can look up if you're suffering from something or something's plaguing you, aching you, and you think CBD can help you in that way. Next Evo specifically is going to be vegan, GMO-free, gluten-free, THC-free capsules and gummies derived from 100% U.S.-grown hemp. And it's going to make CBD part of reaching your full potential. The Next Evo natural capsules, gummies, mints, topical creams with SmartSorb technology are clinically proven to be better absorbed by your body. Get 20% off of your first order of $40 or more at nextevo.com/podcast and use promo code official. So you gotta pay attention. We always mix this stuff up here. Normally it's slash official, but here it's slash podcast with promo code official. 20% off of your next nextevo.com/podcast order with promo code official. So you're relaxed, you're de-stressed, you're feeling good. Now we can broaden those shoulders. And that's going to be with FitBod. Fun fact, nice. I went to the gym last night. This is a true story. Fun fact, my routine was focused on shoulders. Did some lifts, did some raises, used some dumbbells, used a barbell. But I was able to figure out, well, this exercise would be good for my shoulder routine. This exercise would be do this, and I should do this much weight, this many reps with this equipment. Thanks to FitBod. Your fitness goals are going to change throughout the year. We're just now in the middle of February, so all you New Year's resolution people are probably wearing off, going, nope, not this year. I'm going to go back to eating cookies and chocolate and cake. So then you might be saying, oh God, I've slipped. I really do need to get in shape. Maybe I'll go a bit lighter, you know, ease myself back into it, focus a bit more on cardio. FitBod is going to have you covered. It's an app that will help create a custom workout program for you. Just pick a goal, select equipment, whatever equipment you've got, and go from there. My favorite thing about FitBod I use a lot is if you see an exercise you're not really a fan of or an exercise you just aren't able to do at the time, swap it out for something similar. Maybe it'll say, hey, do some bench press, but you're on vacation and you just got a hotel room and you don't got a fucking gym. So it'll say, okay, do these other like four exercises that target the same area. It's flexible and fits to you to get you fit. That's not their slogan. I just made that up, but you can take it, FitBod, because it's really good. And FitBod is very good at giving you a fitness habit that you can keep with a personalized workout program. Get 25% off of your subscription and try the app for free at fitbod.me/official. That's fitbod.me/official. You have now relaxed. You have now exercised. Your mind is better. Your body is better. But how's your sleep? How are you when you're not you? When you're just turned off entirely? When you've shut down? When you're relaxed? Well, it should be fantastic, wonderful, blissful. And that's because of your Helix mattress. A Helix mattress is going to be personalized to what you are looking for. Are you a large human being who needs a large mattress? Maybe you're a hot, sweaty boy and you need to cool down at night. Do you have pets, children, people who might be sharing a bed with you? Helix has you covered. They've got the patented Helix Sleep Quiz that will help you find the perfect mattress in just under 2 minutes. Have you guys noticed that articles on a lot of websites now have a timer on the side to tell you how long of a read it is? It'll say, like, This article is a 6-minute read. And it's because we are so all over the place these days, so inattentive, so constantly just now. So the Helix Sleep Quiz is only going to take less than 2 minutes. But it's going to find you a mattress you'll be able to use for years and years and years to come. I have a Helix sleep mattress for my guest room. I've said this on the show many times. Anytime anyone comes over to visit me, they sleep on that mattress, and all of them have only said incredibly positive things about how comfortable it is. I've even had to put it on the floor sometimes due to a lack of space, but sleeping on that thing directly on the floor, no one has complained. Everyone loves it. I've even done it. It's comfy. Comfy, comfy, comfy mattress. Helix is offering up to $350 off of all mattress orders and two free pillows off of your comfy, comfy mattress and pillows. If you go to helixsleep.com/official, this is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. So hurry up. Less than 2 minutes to take that quiz and find your mattress. That's like instant gratification. With Helix, better sleep starts now. $350 is actually a lot of money off of a mattress. Yeah. I don't want to name names, but if you happen to go to a big mattress store, you can look at some of those price tags and they, oh, that's not great. It's not great for that. But with Helix, $350 off. That's a substantial discount and two free pillows. Go to helixsleep.com/official.
Nice.
Yes.
Thank you to our sponsors.
That's so all we now
I really
want
to hear Kaya's shit song.
Please, please.
Okie dokie. Let me turn off the
computer. Well, let's give a little bit of preamble to this. So when I first reached out to Tyler to guest appear on this show, I asked him if he would be so kind to come prepared with a song for us.
You gave him homework to do. That's crazy.
Yeah. I really love Tyler's music. It's great.
I think Jackson literally just genius. Kaya, he made a song for you, and I thought, do I know this person? Am I being called out? I was so confused.
No, he said, here's what you should write a song about. Here's a story about Kaya pooping. he said, write a song about this.
This is very targeted. This is a few months ago, and I was amazed at how quickly Tyler came back with this song. Like, I don't know what your process is like, but you fucking slam this out in like a day.
It's insane. A great story. I mean, when you have inspiration from Kaya's butt, you can do anything.
That's what we've always said too, honestly. Mm-hmm.
It's our show tag.
It's motivational. Yes. Yeah, so this song is about podcast fans might know the story, probably. It's one of our most famous stories at this point about how Kaya almost killed himself based off constipation. He had a poop in his butt that just wouldn't come out, no matter how hard he pushed it. It sent him to hospital. So this is a song about that.
I feel like I'm gonna have bad karma now for making light of the situation. Like, I feel like I'm gonna die on a toilet. I'm gonna die.
If you can't make fun of me almost dying, then what's even the point? All right. All right, let me play this.
Woke up in the middle of the night. I was crying from the pain because my stomach hurt bad. Woke up from a weird dream, I was on the beach in the Keys having sex with my dad. Tried to get this shit, but this shit backed up and this shit just won't come out. Now my butt hurts so bad, made me jump up high, made me scream and shout. So I went ahead and called my sister up. Told her, sister, I'm in trouble and I need your help. Yeah, I know I'm 31 years old, but I ain't got no girl, I ain't got no one else. Baby girl, it's just me and my hentai. Yes, fam, that's the code that I live by. Call the cops for me, girl, while I sit by. Eyes on the driveway, I be waiting nearby. That's when the police had pulled up. Ambulance load me up in the back of the red truck. Paramedic asked me what's wrong, I'm like, oh fuck, I just got a whole bunch of shit stuck in my butt. Paramedic looking like shaking my damn head. Baby sister looking like he could have been dead. Mom and dad looking like that isn't my son. Girlfriend looking like I haven't got one. That was when she walked into the room. Girl, where you get eyes like that? Was it from your mama or your daddy, girl? I really like the way you smile like that. What you think about it just to me and you? Sorry if I stutter like that. But I get a little nervous when you come around me. I like a girl who gets me high like that. Baby girl, what you want from me? I can't get up cause the toilet paper gone. Baby girl, won't you come to me? I've been wanting this for the whole night long. Baby girl, what you want from me? I can't get up cause the toilet paper gone. Baby girl, won't you come to me? I've been wanting this for the whole night long. We'll be right back.
That is amazing.
That was fire. That was
pretty good.
Fire.
That was insane.
That was pretty good.
Oh my god.
Have you heard it before, Jackson, or was this the premiere for you as well?
No, I heard it before. He wanted me to hear it when he first.
I wanted to make sure, like, it was like, okay. I wanted to make sure Kaya wasn't going to beat the shit out of me.
I love it.
Okay, good.
That's actually probably one of the best pieces of, maybe the best, like, art for our show. I disavowed the line about hentai, but the rest is amazing.
I just had to fuck around. I know. I had to fuck around a little bit. I know. I had to fuck around a little
That's
bit.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Kaya loves his hentai.
Yeah, Kaya is a big hentai.
I was amazed at the amount of details you were able to cram in there. Like, you knew the story.
Well, I know.
Like,
I listened to. I know the story in detail. Yes, I know the story in detail.
That is one of the better stories. I also love the way Kaya presented it back in the day, because he made it sound like such a, like, legitimate emergency. Like, prior to him telling us the stories, like, he was talking about how he went to the hospital, like, on his deathbed, and it was really sad. And then, like, the following week, he finally told us what the fuck it was about.
I just said I got hospitalized, which technically, you know, I took a joyride to the hospital to take a shit. So. Still counts.
Yes.
Have you ever been that constipated, Tyler?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, for sure. No, I used to get constipated all the time when I was in high school. Yeah, dude. It sucks. Yeah.
But not to the point of hospitalization, I hope.
No, I mean, honestly, I have too much pride.
I'm just saying. Yeah, you would have rather cried than go to the hospital.
No survival instinct.
I kissed my pride goodbye. I literally had to, like, waddle in there. I didn't even walk in there. I had to be wheeled in a wheelchair.
No, I think, what's the thing where they put a camera in your butt? What's that?
Colonoscopy.
Yeah, I've had a colonoscopy at some point, so I have no pride. Like, no.
No.
Yeah.
What does that, they didn't do that to me.
Yeah. What does it feel like? Yeah. I think they put me to sleep first.
Yeah, they do.
You took the coward's way out.
You didn't even get to enjoy it.
Is it? Yeah, do they have to do that? Is it just because so you don't feel the pain, or is it because they don't want you to feel like gay? Like,
probably
what is
both.
It?
Well, they don't want you to become.
Yeah. I think the doctor came in and he said, like, we don't want you to feel gay, so we're gonna put you.
That's why most anesthetics were invented, yeah.
That's considering.
Now, I know a man touching your appendix is a little gay, but we have anesthesia for that.
But think about it, how weird would it be if you went in there and you're like, hey, I want to be awake for my colonoscopy.
I had a colonoscopy done a few years back, and I just really don't like the idea of anesthesia. So I wanted, like, all the way up until the, like, minute before the procedure, I was like, yeah, it's fine, just don't put me under, I'll just stay awake. Because you can, like, you absolutely can. But eventually they're like, you're not going to want this. I was like, you're probably right.
Oh, okay.
You should have told them you were experienced, been like, that's as long as it goes, come on.
Honestly, it's probably, like, they probably push it so hard because it's just way easier for them to operate with a sleep butthole, I would assume.
Yeah, so
you're not constantly flinching.
I had a endoscopy, which is where they go on the other end, they shove it in your throat.
And it comes out the butthole?
Yeah, it pokes out like
they
a little
really
tail.
Jam it in there. And they put me under because the doctor said it's just far simpler that way. You don't have to worry about the patient for the most part.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
That does make a lot of sense. You don't want them vomiting on you.
But that means we got no one who can, like, attest to what it feels like.
That's not true, because, like I said, you can do it. There was a news anchor one year who did a live colonoscopy on a segment in order to show, like, it's important to get them done. So she was talking through the entire procedure. I also had a cystoscopy done once a few years back, and that's through the pee hole, and I was awake for that one, so I got to see
what
my pee hole.
What the fuck?
What, did you just get them all? You were like, what are the different... You just went in there and was like, what are the different oscopies I can get?
Why are you shoving things in your holes?
Give me all of them.
I got this many holes.
I'd like the sampler, please.
How deep did it go? Was it a camera or what?
Yeah, it was a camera. So it's not as deep as, like, a colonoscopy camera, but it goes all the way through your urethra and, like, toys around in your bladder and has a little field day in there. It has, like, a little wheel on it, so it made it seem like he was playing a racing sim with my cock hole. It was wild.
How much did that hurt?
It hurt pretty fucking bad, actually, like, afterwards. Not during. During it, I was kind of more like, man, this is wild that this is happening right now.
You were excited? Did they give you anything?
Yeah, of course, they numb it, like, local anesthetics.
Oh, okay. Well, like a needle to your dick?
Well, yeah, so they gave him anesthesia, because otherwise they would have been really gay.
Yeah.
It reminds me of, like, when Borat talks about, like, his penis opening up for the other man's penis.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it kind of was like that, but like like Ridley Scott-esque with that device.
Yeah, I don't know how.
So
wait,
you were awake for that one?
Yeah. I was completely.
Oh yeah,
losing.
You're right. Kaya, you're right. There's a whole fetish around it, isn't there? It's,
sounding. Called sounding.
Yeah, where you stick like Nintendo DS styluses up your dick hole.
Well, I haven't seen anything that thick. I think they just stick like little pencils and shit up there, and then sometimes they lose it and they have to go to the hospital with like a little battery lodged in their dicks.
Why? What's the point? I don't get it.
I don't get it either, man. Like all the like arousal that I feel on my dick is from the outside. The inside is I don't know.
Is there nerve endings inside? I don't think there is, right?
Oh, there's gotta be. Like, if you get something in your wiener hole, it's gonna be, like, painful. I just don't think it'd be pleasurable.
You feel your piss coming out, right?
Yeah. It just,
there you go. Like,
how would that give you an orgasm to shove shit in there?
Well, there's people... It's person to person. Like, it's like pain. Some people...
Well, wait, how are you gonna have an orgasm when there's stuff shoved up there?
See, that's the better question.
Oh, God. That's scary to
see. Like you're plugging up the dam.
A dam. Yeah.
Yeah. It's all mental shit. Like it's like people who get off to pain. Like if you take a giant paddle and spank someone in the ass as hard as you fucking can, you know, for the majority of people, that's going to feel like shit and they're going to hate it. But for some people, they're going to get off harder than if you just jack them off. It's personal.
Well,
person.
There's a science to
it. Do you think that starts like at a young age, or do you think as an adult you like being spanked?
I feel it's...
Wait, no, let's not lump spanking in with sounding your penis, okay? Spanking is pretty mainstream.
No, because I'm just thinking about if you get one of them people and they start, like, I don't know when that starts, but, like, you get one of them people when they're kids and you, like, you know what I mean? You try to get a little kid in trouble.
Like, to this day, I cannot wrap my head around, like, foot fetishists. And when you talk to them, they sometimes talk about, when I was little, one day I discovered my mom's shoes. And I masturbated and I like jerked off into it, and I guess that just imprinted onto me. And you listen to them like,
it's about making
fuck?
That early connection.
Yeah, it's and then it strengthens over time. You know, it's something that you're interested in, and then as the years go on, it just becomes more and more associated with sex.
So you fixate on it when you're like in a developing stage, and then it like progresses from there. Yeah, I don't know how sounding would even.
I don't know, maybe you're a little kid and you're like, I'm gonna stick something in my pee hole, and then
I guess it's not like the most incomprehensible thing, I guess. Yeah. It's just still wild.
I used to slam my dick in between like those old VHS covers from Blockbusters, you know, the ones with the safety seals.
As hard as you possibly could.
Why would you do that?
Like you're slamming a book shut on it?
Yeah, I'm talking about when I was like 8 or 9. You know, this is like really, really young. And that never turned into like a VHS fetish for me. Well, maybe it's just because of VHS.
Did you do it to jack off, or did you do it for fun?
What were you gonna say, Tyler?
I was gonna say maybe that's because DVDs came out. Did like VHS become
obsolete? Yeah.
DVDs.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, DVDs don't give the same sensation. What were you gonna say? What were you saying, Andrew?
Yeah, I mean, did you do it for fun or did you do it to get off?
Oh, no, I didn't do it for any kind of like sexual... I don't think I was able to like devise sexual pleasure from anything back then. Like,
just playing.
Is this something you did like every day, like when you get out of school? Or is this just like a once in a... This is like a...
Oh, it wasn't like frequent. And it might have been younger than 9, actually. It was just like,
Did you get the case to close on the other end so just form a perfect seal around your dick and you could like freehand
it? Yeah, that's... Basically, it, yeah.
Oh,
that actually sounds kind of fun. I might try.
Yeah, that sounds like a fun video for you, Charlie.
Yeah, how many objects can I close around my penis?
There was another one. You know what felt really nice? that I'm now just remembering. You know how like old refrigerators had that like rubbery inside against the door
endings? Oh my god, you slammed your cock in your family's refrigerator? That is vile.
The what seal?
I didn't have any concept of norms or anything.
How old was you? 8 or 9 I did this?
Yeah, it was the coolness. It felt like rubbery, and also the coolness from the refrigerator was nice.
Oh my.
Especially in these hot Australian summers.
I'll say if you were a child, you were obviously just playing with your pecker. You don't even know what it is, right? So it's just an appendage that
you're... But you ruined all of the like food in the fridge with a fucking wiener popping through the fridge, contaminating all the leftovers.
Like a worm like sneaking in.
It's not like it's not like I came in the refrigerator.
Oh, that is awful.
Yeah, fair I'm enough. Not proud of that one. I think that's the, most things, like the total things that I've slammed my dick in. I think that's all of them.
So Tyler, this will be a hard act to follow, but what's the weirdest thing you slammed your dick in?
I don't know if I've ever slammed my dick in something. I can remember being like seven and trying to put my penis through a CD.
Oh, the classic.
Yes, I can remember trying that. Not like sexually, it was just like, could I put my penis through this whole CD?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
See, this is what I mean though. Like with shit like foot fetishes and sounding, it's like if you ask a guy and he's honest, he'll tell you, "Yeah, I've tried to suck my dick. Yeah, I've tried to see what I can fit my dick into in the household." But like sounding, how does that even occur?
Exactly.
How do you happen to try it?
You just explore a little bit, and then eventually you make the connection.
I've explored. Yeah. We've all explored. None of us like sounding.
But there are people out there where they explore and they go, "Oh, I do like this."
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know. It's like, trying to define fetishes is like trying to define your favorite color. Like, you can go up to someone and they'll go, "Well, my favorite color is blue." And you go, "Why? Why do you like it so much?" And, you know, at the very end, can you really say why you like it more than the others? No, it just is. That's just how your brain is.
It's just, yeah, yep. The thing about sounding, though, is it's so painful. Like, I've also had a urethral swab before where they put... I feel like out of all of us, I probably have the most things in my cockle. The urethral swab, they put like a little...
I'd say so.
They put like a little rod in your cockhole and then they twist it around. And I was actually pissing blood for a week. It was so unbelievably painful because they didn't use
Why do you keep going back for more?
Well, I didn't. Yeah. That was the first and last urethral swab I ever got.
Oh, then you went for the camera.
Well, yeah, but that was a different thing.
What for? What Still even for? Like, what were you paranoid about? I know you're a hypochondriac, but what was the reason? Did you
Charlie's
think you have like, penis cancer?
He was getting ready.
For which one? The urethral swab? Because I was an STD check from an absolute madman who, I guess, didn't believe in like urinalysis or something. So he's like, I'm doing it the old-fashioned way.
Okay, that one I get, but why do you have a camera shoved up there?
I can't remember what
it was.
Just
wanted to see what was going on. The family postcard.
Yeah, I just sent the insides of my bladder to my family for the holidays. I don't remember. It's been so long now, I genuinely don't recall.
Well, it can't have been that important if you were willing to, if you've forgotten about it. Like, there has to be like some level of importance. Where
Sounds
I'd
like it was unnecessary.
Like, okay, this is worth it. Yeah.
But even on the...
Probably wasn't.
Even on the pain argument, though, there are people who fetishize extreme pain. That could be part of it.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You can't really explain
the
fetishes.
And it's
just
kind of a video of a guy getting kicked in the nuts. Yeah.
Yeah. They're just kind of a preference, you know? You can't really explain it to the base level. You can get around it.
I know, but I like asking. This is one of the more fascinating things. This my pet's
I feel like you honestly have to
so...
be like, yeah. I feel like you have to be into like self-harm. I feel like you have to like hurt you. Yeah, it's
like
self-harm.
You have to enjoy this.
It's self-harm. It's self-harm. Yeah.
Oh, it is,
yeah.
It's self-harm.
It's
self-harm.
Maybe
there's also
the best orgasm.
There's also healthy ways to express that kind of indulgence. Like, there are people who do piercings, and they take them to an extreme, and they do it just for fun. They're like, yeah, I just enjoy it. I like the adrenaline rush. I like putting a new piercing on my body.
But isn't that the
one Well, I was about to
thing?
Say...
What'd you say,
about when you, what about when
you,
like,
you could take the piercing out.
But like, would you say like piercing? I wouldn't necessarily say because like piercings, like when girls get piercings on their ears and stuff like that, it attracts your attention to them. But like, what's the benefit of putting a battery in your penis?
It attracts your attention to that guy when he tells you he did it.
When he pulls his penis out and there's a fucking battery in it. That'll get your attention. That'll get your attention for sure.
Well, it's all
carrying himself from his penis.
So the benefit then is self-expression to a degree. There are people who, with the same topic of piercings, the majority of people, they'll get earrings or nose rings or whatever. But there are some people, they'll get entire corsets in their back and they'll hang on them. And that's just how they express themselves. They turn their body into like a living pain canvas and they enjoy it. It's just part of the show.
What is this, Hellraiser now?
It is, yeah. But it's very much the same thing. If you at home are having trouble picturing this, think of Hellraiser, and it's very much the same kind of people who do that in real life. Yeah.
I think so. With this particular fetish or any pain fetish, I think it's the contrast that people enjoy. It's the contrast between like pain and then pleasure. I think the pain like increases the amount of pleasure or the feeling of pleasure because I have something to compare it to.
Right. I feel like I could show these people how to use their penis way better.
they just haven't tried jerking off.
Like, way better.
Guys, if you think smashing it with a hammer is good, I've got something to show you.
Like, there seems to be there's a market right there. Like, help these people out.
Hand jobs don't have to hurt.
no, loose grip. It'll feel better.
You can do it. You can make it to where it just only feels good.
But I was gonna say, isn't it also smart if you can train your brain like Pavlovian to perceive pain as pleasure? Like Tyler, you could go in the ring with Chris, and every time he punches you, you could come.
See, that's what I feel like these battery dick people do. I feel like they go in the ring, they'd be like, "Punch me more,
battery dick."
Ugh, look at my battery dick. They'd be like, "Ugh, my battery dick."
Hey, it's battery dick. Get him.
Yeah.
No, I think it's important. I think it's important for self-preservation to not like associate pain with pleasure.
It is
at that scale,
but a lot of it's also mental. You know, like a lot of people are into the pain because they go, "Oh yeah, it's so. Oh God, I can't believe this is happening to me. This is so intense." You know, it's not just the physical sensation of pain. Look at the very, very common fetish among women of being like choked or like spanked or roughed up. Because they go, "Oh, he's such a man. He's manhandling me. I like it." You know, it's not just the physical sensation of pain. It's what comes with it.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to actually like hurt her.
Yeah, you're not actually hurting them.
True. And again,
like
it's
when you're spanking a girl,
minority.
You're not putting your full force behind it. So you're not like punching her. You're not trying to hurt her.
But you can see.
Can you imagine like spanking him?
Yeah.
But you're like actually just like blasting her.
like when you get mad at a kid. Yeah. Like, when you're mad at a kid.
Just like spanking her with animosity.
With vindictiveness.
You chase her out of the room.
But you can see how that forms the base for more extreme cases. You know, they just take it to another level.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see it, definitely. I mean, again, it's no fetish ever surprises me. I just like to ask, like, what the fuck is it? How come, though?
It's about understanding it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's interesting. As long as you're not hurting anyone, I really don't give a fuck. But I kind of want to know, like, why do you want to come on feet so bad? What is it about feet?
Yeah, Tyler.
Why do I want to come on feet?
Yeah, Tyler, explain.
I don't know, but I haven't got the chance to yet.
Are you an ass, boobs, or foot person?
I'm butt all the
way. Oh, good team.
Nice. That's so team crazy butt. The shift. So I think I'm the only tit guy left in the world. It's crazy.
Yeah, old timer. Get with the times. Yeah.
Nah, it's all about
what
butts.
What is it about butt that makes it so?
That's where the fuck. That's the private parts. I mean, it's the butt. I want to get around the butt.
If you unveil a bra, you go, "Yep, those are tits." But if you open an ass, it's like a treasure trove you've just discovered.
Oh, it's like a treasure.
Yeah, so many wonders awesome. Hidden behind the butt cheeks.
Yeah, tits are great. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, but like poop comes out of a butthole and stuff, and it can get.
Well,
smelly.
Stop thinking about the poop.
Yeah, stop thinking about the poop. Yeah.
That's on you.
It doesn't happen during sex.
Butts with poop.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like that can never happen with boobies because they don't make smelly stuff. They're just nice and they're polite.
Well, I don't know, man. Have you ever smelled some like rank boob sweat? That gets pretty gnarly.
Rank boobs? What the fuck are you talking about?
I didn't even know that was a thing. What the fuck?
You've never seen guys complain where it's like, oh, she didn't wash and she fucking stank, and like they like lift up their tits and it's all sweaty.
That's not like tit. Like, if they didn't wash and bathe forever, it's not just like their titties are gonna smell. It's
not. Also, if she goes without showering that long, her ass is still gonna smell worse.
It's gonna be so much worse. That's totally so much true. Worse.
I just don't appreciate Charlie putting tits on the pedestal, okay? There are issues with the tits.
From the womb to the tomb, tit guy for life.
I don't blame you. Bellies are cool.
Tits are good too. I just think butt's bigger. Better, you know. Tits good, butt's better. That's all.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad we all got a little bit closer to one another there.
One day. I mean, I have topics if you guys want.
Yeah,
right. Sure.
Ethan Ralph. Tyler, you don't know Ethan Ralph, do you?
Jesus Christ.
Explain. I don't know. Yeah. Explain.
I'll explain. I was asking if you know him because you might, because there was some rumors that he might join the YouTuber boxing fights, you know, cliche at some point. He hasn't. Ethan Ralph is a white trash streamer on the internet who continuously every week embarrasses himself, and we kind of poke fun at him, to which he responds by blocking me on Twitter for all the good that does. Ethan Ralph got himself hacked this week because he went on his stream drunkenly, as always.
I want to Google him. How do I spell his name? How do I spell Ethan Ralph?
Exactly as you would expect.
I want to put a face to this.
Oh, look, you're gonna get like a jump scare.
This is gonna be
Ethan Ralph. How do I spell his last name? I need to see a face. So what's his last name?
R-A-R-A-L-P-H. And I'll actually put his face right here in our Patreon chats. That's him. Those are leaked photos from his own email. So here's what happens. Ralph goes on a stream and his wife, May, asks him to buy her Hogwarts Legacy. And he says no, because he doesn't want to pay money for her. They have an argument. Ralph goes on. He goes offline. He goes online again. Ralph is drunk. He attempts to sign up to some shitty Twitter ripoff called like chudbuddies.lol or something. I forget what it is, but he accidentally drunkenly types his password into the username field on stream. So everyone can now see his password.
Jesus Christ.
And being the smart Aryan, you know, pure blood that he is, he of course also uses the same password everywhere. So people simply logged into his Gmail account using his fucking password. And they have now redirected all of his website links to his Kiwi Farms thread. And from his emails, we also have this little tidbit in which the Ralpha male, the male, the man's man. Where's my browser? Okay, fuck it, I'll just read it. This is an email that got leaked from Ralph. He says, I just lost the one person I could turn to no matter what a week ago. I lived with him for 4 years and he was just 26 years old. A year ago, I betrayed him by having sex with someone else. I began dating the person I cheated on him with, but continued speaking to him. He was an alcoholic and I was lacking physical passion for him. I still never really let go and I hoped maybe we would reconcile one day. Well, I never got that chance because he died suddenly while experiencing excruciating pain from liver and kidney failure. I wasn't there, even though he was always there no matter what. I can't seem to get over the pain of his loss and the guilt of what I did. It's overwhelming my mind and my thoughts, and I don't know how to go on. It's a constant blanket of darkness and simultaneous isolation inside of me. I can't take it or get on with my life. This was from 2013, so Ralph, the guy whose favorite word is the F slur, as he likes to call all of us, in his emails lamenting the death of his lover. This is why he's getting made fun of now since, I think, yesterday? I think this happened yesterday.
Wait, so he had a boyfriend at some point?
He, according to him, yeah, he had a lover of 4 years that he used to live with, who I suppose died, unfortunately. And maybe that sent him into this Spiral?
That has to be playing some kind of role. I'd legitimately feel bad for him if he wasn't one of the biggest racists I've ever seen online.
He's a dick. It's not just the racism. It's like the all-around package of him. And people, like, people are connecting the dots, obviously. He buys, like, $900 designer purses. Like, you have a purse? What kind of a manly man's man, alpha male, has a purse that cost him $900 from Louis Vuitton? He doesn't like women very much. And now there's this email of him lamenting the death of his lover, the man of his life. Ralph, it's very sad. And yet I cannot feel bad for you.
Has he addressed it? Because he usually immediately has a knee-jerk reaction to shit from what I've seen. So he hasn't said anything about this?
Well, here's the issue, Charlie. Usually Ralph would go on Twitter and blast everyone, telling them, you fell for a troll again. Haha, I got myself hacked to troll you guys. Here's the issue. He got banned on Twitter.
Oh, no.
His precious blue check is gone. And here's a clip, actually, of him explaining the situation. Let me hang up. Oh, he also thought that the Andrew Torba, the founder of Gab, was listening to a stream. So he was trying to suck his dick, but
we need to link up big time, dude. Like, I'm not afraid to put Gab on everything. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like,
he's fucked up on pills again.
I don't give a shit.
And
I ain't gonna call that prices, but it wouldn't be that expensive. Every motherfucker on this earth is trying to take me down. They took my Twitter down, which was worth at least $750,000. They took that down today. By the way, I will say this.
That's the bit I wanted you guys to hear.
$750,000, eh?
That's a bargain, too, honestly. His Twitter was, it was popping. It was popping.
It was,
Oh, man.
I want to sell mine now. It's got to be at least $1 million, right?
It should be. I mean, judging by those estimates from Ralph. God damn.
Good old Ralph.
He's the gift that keeps on giving. I mean, that's a sad story, but like you guys said, it's hard to feel bad for him at this point.
No, do not ever feel bad for this man. Remember, so he literally gets in an argument with his wife because he refuses to buy her a $60 game. The same man went through the Amazon wish list of like an IP2 streamer prostitute and bought her like almost $2,000 worth of shit in the hope that she would sleep with him, which she then did not.
Yeah.
So he ended up mouth raping her. The girl literally woke up and asked him.
What?
She literally asked. There's like these text messages that she published, and she's literally asking him the next day, did I give you a blowjob? And he says, yeah. And this was apparently after he pressured her multiple times into keeping drinking past the point that she was like blacking out.
So I don't feel bad for this guy.
I like making fun of him. Fuck him. It is very hilarious that he would live stream his password to everything, though.
Yeah, that is pretty funny. That is a very Ethan Routh thing to do.
And that he revealed himself to be gay. By thy own hand, Ralph. By thy own hand.
So, Tyler, you don't follow internet things. Is there anything on the internet that you do follow? Like any internet personalities that you do follow that you like to keep up to date with?
I mean, to be honest with you, I've just been watching a lot of boxing lately.
I like the focus.
Like if I have free time, I just watch boxing. Yeah.
Like YouTube boxers or like classical, regular?
Professionals. Yeah. I mean, but
have you ever learned
like,
any shit talking?
Have I what?
Learned any shit talking? You need to watch the like.
Dude, I can shit.
You know,
here's
the
deal.
Here's the deal, bro.
I'm an extremely mean person. I just don't got nothing against Chris. I just don't got nothing against Chris. Yeah.
Well, who do you have shit against?
I hate most people.
Who would
on
you
the
shit
internet.
Talk?
Oh, who would I shit? I mean.
Yeah, call someone out.
I mean, would I have to be fighting them first, or this could be people of any size?
Any size.
Doesn't matter.
Any size.
Yeah, anyone.
Man,
anyone,
I don't
anywhere.
Know, bro. Because I don't know. I don't. Do I want to start drama with someone? I don't know, bro. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, yes, you do.
It's only good for your career.
Come on. It'll be funny.
It's fun. Trust me. Shit talking is fun.
I don't like Ralph. I don't like Ralph. I'll be honest with you, I don't. I don't like him.
I'm with you. I would also like to see him get punched in the face.
Kai, how big is Ralph?
He's physically not, or on the internet?
Size.
On the internet or physically?
Physically, bro. Physically. How big is he?
He's very, very morbidly obese, but it will... he has never won a fight in his life. He gets beat up a lot. He gets into a lot of fights, so he can take a punch. It just, he'll take the punch and then sit on the floor and yell at you while he takes more punches. He's like a you know, knuckle sandwich magnet. He attracts fists. That's all he does. He just gets punched, bro. Like, if Ralph, instead of being this white trash streamer, he could outsource his talents to like professional fighters. Like, hey, Floyd Mayweather, train punching me. I'll never pass out. I'll take all the punches you can give, and I'll never fight back. It's like
he's like Homer Simpson. Jesus Christ!
Yeah, he is Homer Simpson from that episode.
Yeah.
His fight.
There's actually a GIF in our chat right now, Tyler, if you care to look, of him getting punched on the floor of Portugal.
I'm so unfamiliar with this. Posting things. I don't know how to find it. What am I doing?
Do you see the chat that says episodes 324?
Yes, I clicked on that. Now what am I doing? I just
do you
the
see
bottom.
The GIF of Ralph getting punched?
Yeah, scroll all the way down to the bottom. There's a GIF of
his face getting fat. What is that?
No, it's slightly up.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Who's he getting punched? He looks like a baby. Why does that look like a baby? I thought that was a baby. Okay, hold on.
Unanimous.
That looks like a baby.
He looks like a big, fat, gay baby. That is the unanimous response from everyone. Yeah.
What is
now
this?
We know he's gay.
Oh, God. Who's the man? Why is the person punching him look like a mailman, like a post office worker?
So to give you the breakdown, Ethan Ralph, I think it was Portugal, right, Kaya?
Yeah, yeah.
Portugal. So he traveled to Portugal for like a vacation or some shit, but he's such a piece of shit that he always ends up getting in fights with the locals, and he always gets his shit pushed in every time.
So he does like a tour where he gets his ass beat.
Yeah, ass beating.
Okay. This was his second ass kicking in Portugal. He went there the first time.
So Portugal
does
not.
Another
Portugal's,
YouTuber.
Portugal don't like him. Okay.
He went to Portugal. He tweeted, "I'm having 5-star days, y'all," and then he got his ass kicked and got hospitalized.
That was a 1-star day. That was the only 1-star day he had.
Yeah, they brought the average down.
He came back to America and then he flew back out of nowhere for no reason to Portugal to prove that he could in fact go to Portugal without getting his ass kicked. And he got his ass kicked again.
No, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he went back
for the second time.
Yeah. I love in that GIF how his entire fucking stomach is hanging out, like all of it.
He has like no defense. He is so dazed and complete, like nothing. There's no fighter in him. It really looks like somebody beating up a disabled baby.
It does.
Oh my god, his fucking fight clips are some of the goddamn best clips on the internet. It's so good.
It's not even a fight clip. It's like sounding. He just hurts himself for the fun of it, I guess. He just gets punched.
Yeah, this is what is the thing called? What is the thing called where you put the stuff in your penis? What's it
That's
called?
That's sounding, yeah.
Sounding.
He started sounding.
Oh, no doubt. There's no doubt.
Oh, there's these emails where he reaches out to women on Craigslist who are dating cuckolds, and these, you know, their husbands want them to fuck other men. So Ethan used to reach out to them and claim that he has an 8-inch penis, an 8-inch girthy penis, which we know isn't true because we've seen his revenge porn, and he has a micro penis. They call it the Memphis micro. I don't know how he thought he would be fooling anybody. It's such a bizarre tale.
The Memphis.
Just imagine though. What do you do though? What do you do when you say you do have the 8-inch penis and then it's time to show up?
It never comes. So he doesn't even have to bother proving himself.
You think he straps like a strap onto himself?
Oh, that'd be an interesting idea, actually.
Oh yeah, there was this one case where like a lesbian, I think, was pretending to be a man. She would always tell her hookups to get blindfolded,
Turn the
and then she'll
off.
just turn the lights off and get blindfolded, and then she just fucked them with a dildo.
Did she have boobs? Did she have boobs?
Probably. I mean, they can wear binders.
Well, so does Ethan Ralph, though. Oh. Yeah. Not like it's mutually exclusive.
Yeah. I don't know. Did anything else happen this week? I guess there was that leak, the chemical leak shit.
That should be its own episode. There's a lot.
That should probably be its own one. I think we're going to wrap here because I got to run shortly.
Yeah, so, we'll save our topics for the bonus.
Tyler, thank you very much for joining us. Thank you so much for bringing the song as well.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Super nice chatting to you, man. Please shout out where people can go find your videos and stuff. Where they can go check out more stuff on YouTube,
Tyler Cassidy, Froggy Fresh. Instagram, Tyler Cassidy, Froggy Fresh. You know what I mean? Go check
it out. You can also listen to his music on Spotify as well. It's all there.
And you also said you're going to bury Chris Reagan and spit on his grave.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to bury him in love.
Smother him with glass
ceiling shoulders and go from there.
Nice. All right. Well, we can't wait to see you beat his ass. It's going to be fun. All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Patreon.com/theofficialpodcast for bonus episodes. We'll see you next week. Bye, everyone.
Goodbye. Bye, everyone. Thank you.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks a lot, you guys. I'll see all you guys later. Thank you. Yeah, yes, for sure. Thanks. I'll see you in Tampa, Charlie, yeah? Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. All right, later. Later. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Happy Valentine's Day.